Bezrat Hashem, Bo'olam will give us the power. We'll open our hearts, we'll open our ears, our minds to understand His will. Many people can do amazing things for the wrong reasons, and then they cannot enjoy that. They will not going to be rewarded on that. The intention of the mitzvah, of the thing that you do, is like the soul to the body of a person. A body with no soul, it's not something that you want to have in front of your eyes. Also, an action without a heart is not something that you like, it's not something that you'll appreciate. If you feel that your husband, he hates you and he doesn't love you, but every day he comes home with gifts, with presents, even with compliments, but you feel like he's lying, that his intention is going in a different way, all of the gifts that he will give you and all of the compliments for you will be shames and insultings and disgrace, because you know that his heart is going in a different direction. Also, people that are serving Hashem, so-called, pretending to serve Hashem and choosing path in life that will be religious, that will be called frum, orthodox or whatever, but they're doing it from the wrong reasons. So the Creator, and I'll be gentle with you, cannot receive satisfaction and joy from their mitzvot. You can wake up every morning at 4 a.m. and to be the first one in shul, actually the one that opens the shul. You can be the one that is in charge on the shul, that will help everyone to come, to tell everyone when is the minyanim and what's the hours. And the Creator will not have no satisfaction from your effort, from your work, because you're doing it from the wrong reason. You're doing it because you want honor, because you want quiet, because you want success, because you want to have even reward in the world to come is a very low level to serve Hashem. We're not talking about business in this world. We're not talking about how you're going to make a lot of money. We're talking about connecting ourselves to a spiritual source, to a spiritual root, to something that does not belong to this world. To do something as big as finding your connection to the Creator is not something that comes easily. It's not something that you can achieve with basic things that you will do, regular things, common things like people usually think. If I'm going to wake up earlier, I'm going to be closer to Hashem. You can find yourself waking up very early and you're still very far from Hashem. You can find yourself learning pages on pages and they're not bringing you closer to Hashem. You can keep Shabbat after Shabbat. You can eat only kosher all of your life and not to feel closeness to Hashem. And there are many, many religious people that are keeping Torah mitzvot, at least that's what they feel, that they're keeping Torah mitzvot, and they don't have no pleasure in Shabbat, and they don't feel no satisfaction in the holidays. Okay, the kids are coming with their problems, with their issues, with their complaints, with their arguments, same insulting, same shame, same difficulties, same arguments on the Pesach table, on the Shabbos table, on the Sukkot table, on the Chanukah table, on the Purim table. That's not holy days. That is not the prophecy. That is not the promise that Hashem Yitbarach is promising us. You're going to be punished to be religious. You're going to be punished to keep Shabbatot harbe, a lot of Shabbatot. No, You're going to be punished to take out your soul every Yom Kippur and lose your mind every Eve of Pesach and losing your mind every Chanukah and break all of the vessels every I don't know what. That's not the blessing. The blessing, the verse is saying, Ish emunot rav brachot. A man of faith, he's got all of the blessings. He's the one that can bless. He's the source of blessings. A person with faith. What does it mean to have faith? To have faith, it means that you know that the Creator, He is with you. That you remember the Creator in every moment of your life. And when you remember the Creator, you will be happy. You will be relaxed. You'll have patience. You will be patience. You will care about others. You will be sensitive to the will, to the desire of other people. You will care. You will be generous. You're going to think what Hashem wants for me in every situation. If you forget Hashem, so then you're getting angry, then you're getting upset, then you're losing your mind. Because, hey, that person just did that thing to me, and that person, he just said that to me. To me, him, not Hashem. But if you remember Hashem Yitbarach, so every person that stands in front of your eyes is only reflecting the will of the Creator. And you will try to understand why the King of all Kings brought that person into my life. Why now I need to stand in that test, under that pressure, with such hard difficulties? Why I need to suffer right now? What Hashem wants from me? That's a question that only a believer, a person with faith, can ask himself. And a result that a person with faith will achieve from every situation in his life will be so different than the result of a person that is lack of that faith, that is frightening. On that, the verse is saying, Oi, we're saying Oi, on those people that are walking in darkness and compare to themselves that they're walking in light, that they call bitterness sweetness, and to sweetness they call bitterness. They don't understand the path of life. Path of life, it's path of patience, of love, of appreciation, of gratitude. Things that you can achieve only when you have a connection with Hashem. Only when you look at what that Hashem Yitbarach gave you. Not when you look at your on your desires and you're getting so stressed and angry because you're not receiving what you wish to receive. When you go with your angers, with your stubbornness, that's the reason that you suffer. Because you don't bring the blessing into your life. You don't have the patience to see what Hashem wants from you. You can find yourself with a person when you have desires and when you want to achieve things from him, so everything that he will do will not going to be enough for you. Even if he's a good person, even if he's trying to do the best, if you're holding in that low place of being stubborn and angry and upset, and you have your needs and you have your lusts and your desires, no matter how much you're going to receive from him, you will not going to be satisfied. You will not going to quiet your spirit. You will always going to stay hungry for more. But when you understand that you have a job in this world and part of your job is to be nice and to be kind and to care and to love and to look for the good points in the hearts of other people, when you're going to break your desires, going to try to connect yourself to the roots of your soul, to the path that God is guiding you to walk in, to try to be righteous. Righteous means to help other people to succeed in life. To care about others, not only about yourself. When you're going to do that, suddenly you're going to understand the greatness and the beauty and the glory of the people that are standing in front of you. When you want to receive, so the verse is saying, Beten Reshaim Techsar, you always feel empty because you have a desire. And a person that got a desire, even if he received 100, he wants 200. And if he received 200, he wants 4. And 4 makes him want 8, and 8 makes him want to succeed much more. But when you have a desire to give, and you break your physicality, your nature, your desires, your lusts, and you start giving, you start receiving pleasure from the wide hand, the open hand of the Creator, you suddenly connect yourself to the real purpose of the creation. you influence, you give, you care, you love. And then you see your friends, your family, your students growing in front of your eyes. You see that your compliments, that the good words that you give, that the chizukim, that the time that you spent gave them power, gave them life, gave them happiness. And it's increasing the holy desire inside of you to keep on giving more. And it will push you further and further, closer to Hashem Yitbarach, to understand more what Hashem Yitbarach wants from you. Because what that Hashem Yitbarach wants from us is that we will work on ourselves to become like Him. And He just wants to give. He doesn't want to receive anything from us. And we need to be like Him. To break our nature, our desiring nature that wants to receive all of the time, that wants to receive pleasure, that wants to receive confidence, that wants to receive money, that wants to receive honor and respect and success and quiet. And to break that desire and to want to give all of those wonderful things to your friends, to your family, to your wife, to your children, to care about their quiet, about their honor. Like that the Torah is saying to us, who is an honorable person? The one that respects others. And everyone that chases after the honor is running away from him. And he will suffer from disgrace, from shames. And then you're angry and you ask your kids, why are you not respecting me? Because you're chasing after the honor. And the honor is running away from you. But if you'll respect your wife, and you're going to respect your children, and you're going to respect your neighbors, so all of the world will respect you. And then you'll receive the divine honor. Kvod Hashem, Kvod Elokim, Haster Davar, that when you do things in a humble way, when you really care about people, and you really respect people, and you really think about how to help people, so then Hashem will make sure that you will be honored. But when you're chasing after the honor will run away from you. And you're going to lose your mind. You're going to feel so disgraced. And there is no one to blame. Because life is a mirror that shows to you 24/7 exactly where you're standing in your Avodat Hashem. Your Avodat Hashem. What is your connection to Hashem? Look at your life. As much as you're connected right now to Hashem Yitbarach, that's how much you are connected right now to Hashem Yitbarach. There is no way to escape from your reality. Your reality is your potential. Your reality now in the present is your Jacob ladder that you can climb on it, on top of it, and to achieve the heights. You can become an angel. And you can go down to the lowest places of them all. You can give up from the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. And you can decide that you're not going to back off no matter what will happen with you. And you will chase after Hashem like the Zohar HaKadosh is saying. That if Am Yisrael would know, would realize how much Hashem Yitbarach He loves them, they would chase after Him like lions. And we just need to put our mind into it. To try to think. What does it mean that Hashem Yitbarach gave me the Torah and Mitzvot? He gave me the ability to serve Him. He gave me the opportunity to open my mouth and to talk to Him. That I'll be rewarded in an eternal world. That I will enjoy gifts that are from the world to come. That I can learn the divine Torah. That I can keep Torah. That I can keep Mitzvot. That I can give charity. You know what's written on charity? Utzdakat atzil mimavet. Charity will save from death. Now I'm asking you, if you gave $1 bill, is it called charity? It calls charity. It's charity. The charity box are full with dollar bills, right? Unfortunately. Because it is charity. Even to put one coin, it's charity. And the verse is saying that charity will save from death. Means that every quarter, that every dollar bill that you put in charity saved someone from death. Maybe yourself, maybe someone else, maybe a Jew, maybe a non-Jew, maybe an animal, maybe a bird. You don't know. But charity will save from death. There is a reason why that porcupine that was crossing the highway didn't run over by a truck. Maybe it was your charity. So I'm asking you, you only gave $0.25. You only gave $1. But if you would understand that by giving $1 bill, you saved that poor porcupine, and it's because of you. Wouldn't you give two? Wouldn't you give another one to save another porcupine? I for sure would give. I like porcupines. But you can dedicate your charity for bunny rabbits, for crocodiles, for whatever you like. It's okay. Save the dolphins. Be green. You can be green. Give your dollars for the dolphins. That's the truth. The verse is saying, "Tzedakah tatzil mimavet," that when you give charity, you save from death. Which kind of death? Who knows? We don't know. Hashem is protecting the life from death. And when you gave charity, you saved life. And we just need to understand the spiritual potential of us by keeping Torah mitzvot with the right intention. Because when you gave that charity, but your desire was only to receive honor, only to be respected by giving that charity, you took out the soul from that mitzvah, you killed that mitzvah, and that mitzvah doesn't have no more life in it, so it cannot work anymore. And you just wasted your money. And you just threw it away, and you have not kept that mitzvah. And we need to understand that if we will follow the real reason that Hashem Yitbarach commanded us to keep Torah and mitzvot, and that reason was, it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the purpose and the reason of the creation of the world is that the world will know and recognize the mercy, the kindness of the Creator. So for that we need to keep Torah and mitzvot. If we would keep Torah mitzvot with that intention to show the greatness of the Creator, the loving kindness of the Creator, we would have that ability to change the world, to make a real change in the world. But when we are keeping Torah mitzvot from different reasons, because we want to live forever, because we want to succeed, because we want to be left alone, because we don't want people to talk about us behind our backs, that is not what that brings life to the world. If you really want to make a change, you must start with changing yourself. Means to connect yourself to the Creator. Connect yourself to the Creator. Once a person asked me, what are your intentions when you're making Kiddush in Friday night, in Shabbat evening, when you do Kiddush? What's your intentions? So I answered to him, to do Kiddush. What are your intentions? Another person will do Kiddush because he wants to be religious. Another one will do Kiddush because he wants his children to sit and around the table. Another one will do Kiddush because he doesn't want people to say that he's not doing Kiddush. Everyone can have his reasons to do Kiddush. One, because he wants to eat, and you cannot eat without Kiddush. But Hashem Yitbarach gave you that gift. What it means to do Kiddush in the eve of Shabbat? What it means to do Kiddush? So the verses are telling us that when you are mentioning the verses, the words, Vayachulu Hashamayim Ve'aretz V'chol Tzevam, when you're saying the verses that are describing the completion of the creation, that Hashem completed creating the world, when you are saying those words with Hashem in the seventh day, so then you help Hashem Yitbarach really to complete His creation. And by doing that, you are completing the creation. You're creating the world in a way. So you can do the Kiddush with the intention that Hashem said that that is the reason why you need to do Kiddush. And not because you're not allowed to eat without Kiddush. It's true. Chachamim told us that we're not allowed to eat without saying Kiddush because they want us to say Kiddush. Because they know we're gonna eat, so they stopped us from eating, because first of all, we want to say Kiddush. But what is the Kiddush? It's not what that is holding you back from eating. It's your ability to be the right hand of the Creator, to complete the creation, and to uplift the creation to the world to come, to the Shabbat, to the seventh day, to day of rest, to bring everyone to complete tshuva. Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha, to come back till Hashem, to see Hashem face to face, to rest with Hashem, to enjoy with Hashem. Vekarata la Shabbat Oneg, to enjoy the divine pleasure of the seventh day. That all of the world will enjoy it, not only you. But for that you need to have the right intention. The right intention is not something that is behind the highest mountains or across the large sea. It's something that is close to you. What am I doing now? Now we're sitting to eat and drink in the eve of Pesach, in Leil HaSeder. Great! You have a mitzvah to drink 4 cups of wine. You need to eat matzah. You need to read the Haggadah. Wonderful things. Now, for what we're keeping Torah and mitzvot? To bring down the Shekhinah back to the world. To bring peace to the world. To bring godliness. To bring light down to the world. Great. But we know that if a couple are fighting and they're arguing in the house, so they're rejecting the Shekhinah out of their house. So if now, because you want the table to be set in time, that you will be able to enjoy and to keep Torah mitzvot, for that you're fighting for a whole week with your wife before Leil HaSeder, so what are you doing? You're rejecting the Shekhinah because you want it to come back next week in Leil HaSeder? You're kicking the Shekhinah out from your house. Every fight, every argument, every insulting, you're cracking your house because you want to build the third temple. Are you crazy? The answer is yes. It's an hypothetical question. The answer is yes, because you're not thinking right. Because Hashem Yitbarach created the world that we will live in peace and harmony and love between us. So put those 4 cups aside, relax. You will come to that. It will be okay. Before the eve of Pesach, in the noon of that holy day, we're all canceling the chametz and we're saying that it becomes to be, and we're accepting it on ourselves, that it becomes to be like the earth, like the ground, like it's not bread anymore, it's not chametz anymore. Okay, great, so now you did it. So I'm asking you, why you're losing your mind because of every crumb of bread? Why are you losing your mind? If you're accepting it on yourself, that it becomes to be like earth, if all of the Chachamim and all of the righteous people in the generations, they made that decree that after noon, in the time, the half of the day of the eve of Pesach, there is no more chametz in the world. All of the chametz that you haven't cleaned yet, you haven't took out, you forgot about it, you missed it, you didn't see it, you didn't recognize it. All of that chametz become to be like dust, becomes to be like earth. So why to break all of your fingers and your back and your hands and your legs and your mind and your spirit and your children and your husband and your wife? Why, Ribono Shel Olam?
So wait, we don't have to.
You have to clean. You have to do as much as you can. I once asked for a crazy question. Some woman asked, "Do I need to pour cleaning liquid in the cracks between the tiles on the floor to defect the taste of chametz if it's stuck between the tiles?" That's a question. That's an halachic question of a crazy person. Are you planning to eat from the cracks between the tiles that you need to defect the taste? It's not a question. It's a crazy question. But people are feeling like that that's what they need to do now. If it's a great opportunity for you to clean the house and you're happy to do that, great, clean the house. It's amazing. But dust is not chametz. And there is no chametz between the cracks because you're not eating from the floor. And people are breaking themselves to pieces and they misinterpret the intention, the real will of the Creator from you. He wants you to serve Him with a smile, to be happy. and people are twisting the will of Hashem, and then because they are twisting Hashem's will, they're angry at Hashem. And now they're frustrated. That's not a holiday. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not good. It's not happy. What are we doing? Why Hashem commanded us? Hashem never said those things. But you're not learning right. And maybe you're trying, but you're not learning from the right rabbis. Maybe also your teacher are crazy. That's also an option. It might be. I'm not saying no. I saw many crazy people with long beards and long peyot. I saw. You need to ask yourself, what Hashem wants from me.
This Passover, I'll be happy.
Amen. Amen. Can you invite us for the Chag? I want to be in a happy house in Pesach. No. You need to do as much as you can. You need to do as much as you can. That's what you need to do. You need to do as much as you can. You need to clean your house for Pesach. If you have chametz in your house, you need to take out all of the chametz out of your house. You need to clean the house. You need to clean the house from chametz. You need to open all of the places that there might be chametz in and to clean those places. And you need to clean your heart from chametz as well. And you need to do as much as you can, but not to lose your connection with the Creator because of that. Because when Hashem Yitbarach commanded us to clean the house for Pesach, He commanded us to build our connection with Him through that holy day. So we need to clean ourselves and to clean the path for us to be redeemed in this wonderful day. So we need to take that mitzvah seriously and to do it with a smile, to be happy, to try to do as much as we can with a smile, without ruining and destroying the peace and the harmony in the house before of the Chag, before of the holy day. And then you will be able to enjoy and really to tell the Agadah to your children and really to sing all of the songs of Pesach and to have some fun with Hashem Yitbarach on your table. And not just to be angry that no one is listening to you, that no one... I've been there. We need to understand that Hashem commanded us to find the path of faith. To believe in Hashem Yitbarach means to live life of faith. Not to fake religious. Not to fake Judaism. Not to fake certain things that will make other people think that you are something that you're not. Don't pretend to be something that you're not. You want to be righteous? Be righteous. Don't insult no one. Don't hurt no one. Care about the Torah. Care about the mitzvot. Be nice. Be righteous, be good. Be who that you are, be nice, be kind to people, care about people, be generous. That's the path that if you're going to walk in that path, you will become righteous. But if you want honor and that people will think that you were so strict and madakdek, Torah mitzvot, Hashem is looking at you. You're making fun of yourself. You're making a joke out of yourself. Do you really think that you can clean and make sure and that there is no crumb of bread in the corner? You think that really you can do that? No one can do that. The Torah is saying to us that all of the people are in the aspect of blind people until the Creator opened their eyes and give them the ability to see. You cannot see unless Hashem will tell you. You can look for your glasses and they're on your forehead for hours. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? And it's here. It's on your kippah. Only Hashem Yitbarach gives you the ability to see. So what you need to do before you start cleaning, please Hashem Yitbarach, help me. Help me to clean the house and help me that that cleaning of the house will clean my soul, will clean my spirit, that I will connect myself through that. That I will find the right way, the right attitude, that I'll have the right intention. Learning Torah Kedosha. You can see people that sits for years and learning and the Torah is not bringing them nowhere. That Torah that they are learning does not make them nicer. does not make them more kind, more sensitive, more gentle. Not at all. But you want that Torah to heal you. You want that Torah to be a potion of life for you, right? So for that you need to have the right intention. When you sit to learn Torah, you need to aim your heart to Hashem. Please Hashem Yitbarach, fix me through that Torah learning. Not that I will know that Masechta, that I will finish that Masechta, that I'll get to that Siyum Masechta before the eve of Pesach. No, relax. Try to work on yourself to become a better person. Try to learn from the stories of the righteous peoples in the Gemara. Try to learn what happened. Try to learn how they were dealing with certain situations in their life. And also learn the halachot. And if you find that it's very hard for you to keep the halachot, so there is only one thing that you can do. Ask from Hashem Yitbarach for help, for finding more powers. Please Hashem Yitbarach, I don't know how to do that. How can I also work and also learn, also pray in a minyan and also make it in time to help my wife and children to take them to school? I don't know how to do that, Hashem. Everything is happening from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's the time that everything happens. The people that learn Torah are learning in those hours. The people that are working and they have their business, they're working in those hours. The people that help their wives, they're helping their wives shopping in those hours. The people that are learning high schools and university, whatever, it's in the same hours. So Hashem Yitbarach, what do you want from me? How can I make all of those things in those poor hours? I don't know how to do that. So can you please open my eyes that I'm going to understand what do you want from me? Should I work? Should I learn? Should I help my wife? Should I go with my kids? Should I jog or run or make sure that I'm healthy? What should I do? Who am I? What's the purpose of my life? What is my mission in life? What should I do with myself, with my family? In our situation, and if you came to a conclusion, now it's time to believe in that, to believe in yourself. When you found yourself, when you realized, hey, I don't have enough confidence in Hashem Yitbarach to find money thrown on the streets. I must work to have money. That's my level. That's how I found myself. When I checked myself and I went and I said, Hashem, please make miracles for me, I didn't find money in the end. So it means that I don't have enough confidence. So when I realized about myself that I need to work to make money, so now stop blaming yourself on working every day and hating yourself on not learning 7 hours a day. Be complete and happy with the fact that you need to work because it's okay. Because if you checked the priority and you really thought about it and you went and you consult with wise people, with life experience and you spoke with your wife and you did everything you can to find the right way and you realize that you need to work 8 hours, 10 hours every day. So now that is the thing that you should do. And you should do it with a smile. You should feel okay with yourself because you cannot do more than that. Because if you're going to neglect that, you're going to be thrown out from your house. And then you're going to be in a worse condition, in a worse situation. And you don't want to get to that place. So you need to work. And if you want to develop, and if you want to learn some more, and if you want to come closer to Hashem, and you want to spend more quality time with your family or in Beit Midrash, great. Pray for that. Talk to Hashem about it. Tell Hashem, Hashem, look, I feel like a donkey. I feel like a slave. I'm working 10 hours, 15 hours every day. I'm losing my mind. I understand that I need that money. Please, Hashem, help me. Provide the money in an easier way. When you're going to do that, your prayer will be accepted because it came out from an honest place. It came out from your heart. But if you will go every day to work and you're going to blame your boss and you're going to hate your wife and you're going to hate your life and you're going to hate your children and you're going to be upset, which kind of blessings you want to receive into that vessel that you created? You cracked your own vessels by being upset. But if you will have faith that it's all from Hashem, that Hashem wants me now to work, probably there is something that I cannot understand that is sending me every day to the same job, to the same office, to the same store, and maybe that's my mission, at least for now. And you will be a believer, and you're going to run the same routine, the same life every day, but with faith. So, ish emunot rav brachot, a man with faith is the source of blessings, and you will be blessed. And suddenly opportunities will be open for you. And other people will come and offer to you things. And things will happen. And suddenly you're going to get a raise or whatever. You will see the kindness, the amazing supervision of Hashem Yitbarach on you, in your life. And will upgrade your life. Will bring you to higher levels with Hashem. That is that Jacob ladder. That his bottom, that he stands stable on solid ground, but his head is in heaven, is in the sky. So you need to be grounded, you need to be connected to reality, but in the same time you need to know that it's all from Hashem. That Hashem is with you, going with you to the store, running the business with you, taking care of your children with you, helping you, even when you're cleaning for Pesach, Hashem is with you. Hashem don't want you to kill yourself before of Pesach. You are not the Korban Pesach. You're not the sacrifice of Pesach. It's not you. It's an animal that you need to sacrifice, not human sacrifices. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt. We're not slaves to our husbands, to our holidays, to our rabbis. We're not slaves. We're not slaves. But we need to set ourselves free. Because we are slaves to our own patterns, way of thinking. We think that we are slaves. We're blaming ourselves and slaughtering ourselves and killing ourselves with our negative attitude, with our lack of faith. So we need to work on our faith, to be more positive, to bring the light of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, back to the world, into our life, into our houses, to say, okay, I'm not able to paint the house for Pesach. Someone commanded me to paint the house for Pesach? Where is it written that I need to paint the house for Pesach? Maybe I can paint the house that my wife will be happy, but why does it need to be before of Pesach, when I have only 3 days? No one said that you need to paint the house for Pesach.
They
rebuild the house. Yes. May Hashem bless you, will give you all of us, complete faith, real connection with the Creator, that we will be believers, that we will see the light of Hashem, that we will find the real connection. Thank you very much. Thank you, I believe you. I'm learning for myself also. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch. Thank you very much.
In this world, in this period of time, we have a mission. What's the mission? The mission is only not to forget the Creator. To remember that it's all Him. Never to fall in the trap of all of those coverings, of all of those husks.